How Ecosystems Work. Section 2. The Cycling of Materials. What will happen to the next ballpoint pen you buy? You will probably use it until its ink supply runs out and then throw it away. The plastic and steel the pen is made of will probably never be reused. By contrast, materials in ecosystems are constantly reused. In this section, you will read about three cycles by which materials are reused: the carbon cycle, the nitrogen cycle, and the phosphorus cycle. The carbon cycle. Carbon is an essential component of proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, which make up all organisms. The carbon cycle is a process by which carbon is cycled between the atmosphere, land, water, and organisms. As shown in Figure 10, carbon enters a short-term cycle in an ecosystem when producers, such as plants, convert carbon dioxide in the atmosphere into carbohydrates during photosynthesis. When consumers eat producers, the consumers obtain carbon from the carbohydrates. As the consumers break down the food during cellular respiration, some of the carbon is released back into the atmosphere as carbon dioxide. Organisms that make their own food through photosynthesis also release carbon dioxide during cellular respiration. Some carbon enters a long-term cycle. For example, carbon may be converted into carbonates, which make up the hard parts of bones and shells. Bones and shells do not break down easily. Over millions of years, carbonate deposits have produced huge formations of limestone rocks. Limestone is one of the largest carbon sinks, or carbon reservoirs, on Earth. Some carbohydrates in organisms are converted into fats, oils, and other molecules that store energy. The carbon in carbohydrates and these other molecules may be released into the soil or air after an organism dies. These molecules can form deposits of coal, oil, and natural gas underground. The deposits are known as fossil fuels. Fossil fuels are made up of carbon compounds from the bodies of organisms that died millions of years ago. How humans affect the carbon cycle. When we burn fossil fuels, we release carbon into the atmosphere as carbon dioxide. Cars, factories, and power plants rely on these fossil fuels to operate. In the year 2000, vehicles such as the truck in Figure 11 were the source of one-third of all carbon dioxide emitted in the United States. Each year, about 6 billion metric tons of carbon are released into the atmosphere as carbon dioxide by the burning of fossil fuels and the natural burning of wood in forest fires. About half of this carbon dioxide remains in the atmosphere. As a result, the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere has steadily increased. Increased levels of carbon dioxide may contribute to global warming, which is an overall increase in the temperature of the Earth. What happens to the carbon dioxide that does not remain in the atmosphere? Scientists estimate that each year, over 1 billion metric tons of carbon dioxide dissolves into the ocean, which is a carbon sink. Plants probably absorb the remaining carbon dioxide. The nitrogen cycle. All organisms need nitrogen to build proteins, which are used to build new cells. Nitrogen makes up 78% of the gases in the atmosphere. However, most organisms cannot use atmospheric nitrogen. It must be altered or fixed before organisms can use it. The only organisms that can fix atmospheric nitrogen into chemical compounds are a few species of bacteria, known as nitrogen-fixing bacteria. All other organisms depend upon these bacteria to supply nitrogen. Nitrogen-fixing bacteria are a crucial part of the nitrogen cycle, a process in which nitrogen is cycled between the atmosphere, bacteria, and other organisms. As shown in Figure 12, bacteria take nitrogen gas from the air and transform it into molecules that living things can use. Nitrogen-fixing bacteria, shown in Figure 13, live in nodules on the roots of plants called legumes. Legumes include beans, peas, and clover. The bacteria use sugars provided by the legumes to produce nitrogen-containing compounds, such as nitrates. The excess nitrogen fixed by the bacteria is released into the soil. In addition, some nitrogen-fixing bacteria live in the soil rather than inside the roots of legumes. Plants that do not have nitrogen-fixing bacteria in their roots get nitrogen from the soil. Animals get nitrogen by eating plants or other animals, both of which are sources of usable nitrogen. Decomposers and the nitrogen cycle. In the nitrogen cycle, nitrogen moves between the atmosphere and living things. Some of the nitrogen that cycles from the atmosphere to living things is released to the soil with the help of bacteria. These decomposers are essential to the nitrogen cycle because they break down wastes such as urine, dung, leaves, and other decaying plants and animals and return the nitrogen that these wastes contain to the soil. If decomposers did not exist, much of the nitrogen in ecosystems would be stored forever in wastes, corpses, and other parts of organisms. After decomposers return the nitrogen to the soil, bacteria transform a small amount of the nitrogen into nitrogen gas, which then returns to the atmosphere. So, most of the nitrogen that enters an ecosystem stays within the ecosystem. It cycles between organisms and the soil, and is constantly reused. The phosphorus cycle. The element phosphorus is part of many molecules that make up the cells of living organisms. For example, phosphorus is needed to form bones and teeth in animals. Plants get the phosphorus they need from soil and water, while animals get their phosphorus by eating plants or other animals that have eaten plants. The phosphorus cycle is the movement of phosphorus from the environment to organisms and then back to the environment. This cycle is slow and does not normally include the atmosphere because phosphorus rarely occurs as a gas. As shown in Figure 14, phosphorus may enter soil and water in a few ways. When rocks erode, small amounts of phosphorus dissolve as phosphate in soil and water. Plants absorb phosphates in the soil through their roots. In addition, phosphorus is added to soil and water when excess phosphorus is excreted in waste from organisms, and when organisms die and decompose. Some phosphorus also washes off the land and eventually ends up in the ocean. Many phosphate salts are not soluble in water, so they sink to the bottom of the ocean and accumulate as sediment. Fertilizers and the nitrogen and phosphorus cycles. People often apply fertilizers to stimulate and maximize plant growth. Fertilizers contain both nitrogen and phosphorus. If excessive amounts of fertilizer are used, the fertilizer can enter terrestrial and aquatic ecosystems through runoff. Excess nitrogen and phosphorus in an aquatic ecosystem or nearby waterway can cause rapid and overabundant growth of algae, which results in an algal bloom. An algal bloom, as shown in Figure 15, is a dense, visible patch of algae that occurs near the surface of water. Algal blooms, along with other plants and the bacteria that break down dead algae, can deplete an aquatic ecosystem of important nutrients, such as oxygen. Fish and other aquatic organisms need oxygen to survive. Acid precipitation. We affect the nitrogen cycle when we burn fuel, because nitric oxide is released into the atmosphere. Nitric oxide can combine with oxygen and water vapor in the atmosphere to form nitric acid. Nitric acid can dissolve in rain and snow, which contributes to acid precipitation. Well, we've reached the end of this section. Before moving on, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions.